This is episode number 49 of the WordPress Authority Show with one-star authority site owner, Abel James of FatBurningMan.com. Today's show is Authority Actionables, where we ask our featured guests to show us exactly what secrets they use to solve their biggest problems in their WordPress authority publishing business. For more information on the show formats and for other shows in this season and series, make sure to check out wpauthorities.com/shows. What is an authority site?
So when I think of an authority website,
I think of the place that people go when they want to learn from the best. I think of where the credibility lies.
You will respect my authority.
Hey, I hope you're having a great day wherever you happen to be in the world today. Thanks so much for spending some quality time with me. I'm Trevor Turnbull, your host of the WordPress Authority Show, where we cut through the noise and dial into the signal each and every day featuring a WordPress authority site owner. And today that is none other than Abel James of FatBurningMan.com. And during this episode, Abel and I talk about all of the digital products that he's created, including his best-selling cookbook, Fat Burning Chef, his online programs and coaching, and his hugely popular apps, including the 14-day juice challenge app, the gluten-free desserts app, and the number 6 app in the world, the Caveman Feast app. And Abel talks to me about why he believes mobile really is the future and how that has influenced his desire to produce more and more products that are compatible with today's smartphones. All right, let's get into the show right after this message.
Are you a WordPress Authority subscriber? Don't miss your shot to claim your authority. Subscribe to our email list at wpauthorities.com.
Question for you. What's your problem? Seriously, though, I'm not mad. I'm just saying that we're here to find solutions to your biggest problems in your own WordPress Authority website business. How would you like a coach to review your site, to recommend solutions, and even implement them for you on the spot? We're giving away a free report, action guide, and a 15-minute coaching session delivered by a Google Hangout or Skype to a lucky WordPress Authority show listener. To qualify, simply go to iTunes, find the WordPress Authority show, subscribe to the podcast, leave a review, and hopefully a 5-star review, and then most importantly, post your biggest problem at wpauthorities.com/coaching.
And now, it's time for the WordPress Authority Show, where we've had amnesia for as long as we can remember. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the WordPress Authorities Podcast, where we show you how to model the masters of WordPress publishing to create, grow, and monetize your own authority website. Today's show is Actionables. Let's get right into it. So let's talk a little bit about something that our audience should know about that you might be launching right now, or that's, you know, maybe they got to dig around into your site to find. I know you mentioned that you have an app that's might be of interest to people. Let's maybe talk about a few things that our audience should definitely know about that you have.
Cool. Yeah. So I have a number of things. The thing I'm most proud of right now is Fat Burning Chef, which is the digital cookbook we just came out with, and it's cooking classes as well. And it's basically food that helps people stay lean and lose fat, even though it's filled with bacon and butter and delicious stuff. And so it's gluten-free, paleo-friendly, and it's the stuff that we eat every night. Basically, after doing my show for almost 2 years, I've met and hung out with some of the best cooks who make real food. And so it's basically the best of what everyone's got all in one place. So I'm excited about that. That's it, fatburningchef.com. And actually, if you go to fatburningman.com and sign up, then you can get it for less than what it's available for at other places. So that's the easiest way to do it. And then our apps are pretty cool. Caveman Feast is actually hit number 6 most popular app in the world in 2013 and got Apple's featured it as one of their best apps as well. And that's also an interactive digital cookbook, and that's available for both Apple and Android. So that's another one. My company is called Brain Food Creative, and we're doing a lot of app publishing, both for ourselves and other authors, as well as publishing membership sites and various things. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes, but easiest way to find me is abeljames.com or fatburningman.com if you're interested in like the fat burning or fat loss stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah, I just opened up a few of those pages there, and we'll make sure that we link it all up here in the show notes as well.
Cool.
But I was taking a look at the landing pages there too. I think they're lead pages, landing pages as well, aren't they?
Depending on which one you're going to, it's either Kajabi or lead pages.
Okay.
Or gotcha. Optimized Press or WordPress or something else.
All yes, of the above. All of the above. Right. Yeah. No, and it's interesting. I think I was reading in either your LinkedIn bio or your Twitter bio or one or the other, but you actually, or maybe it was just in your about page on the website itself, but you actually describe yourself as an app developer, right? So like you've actually, I think, found a nice little niche in this space too, where you've seen some opportunity, as well as maybe, you know, through your experience, if you found that your audience is really looking for that type of, technology? Are they really looking for new apps all the time? Is that why you decided to focus on that?
Yeah. To focus on things where I like to focus on things where, like I said, everyone's going. And for me, it's like, I have an agent and a literary agent, and like, we'll probably be working on a book, but the lead time for that is immense. And it's not like you can do 10 at the same time. Yeah. I'm not going to publish other people's hard copy books. I think that they're going to be, certainly a lot smaller of a market moving forward. So it doesn't make sense for me to like invest in a warehouse and like printing presses. It makes much more sense for me to invest in my own, technological acumen in building apps, as well as even more than that, building a team that can develop apps, not only for ourselves, but for other people. And that's what we're starting to do, is publish other people, doing our apps. So yeah, it's like, I'm really excited about, where we can totally crush it. And that's like, we've topped the charts in the podcast market for both video and audio, best-selling books for Kindle, as well as like CreateSpace. Let's see, best-selling app in Google Play, two best-selling apps at the same time in the same charts. Wow. On Apple. And it's like, big publishers have no idea how to do this because it's so cutting edge and it changes all the time.
Yeah.
But being small and nimble allows you to totally crush it when other people are still figuring out how, like, what an app is. And so I like being small and nimble and operating really quickly. And that's been exciting. So we've been focusing on apps for as long as that's relevant, we'll keep doing it. And as soon as it's not, we'll probably move on to something else. Mm-hmm. Whatever that 3D hologram technology is, probably going to be on that in a few years.
Hopefully. Yeah. Yeah. And is it safe to say then, I know you've mentioned the word trust numerous times, but every time you come out with something new, whether it be an ebook on Amazon or something that's hard published through CreateSpace or these apps or whatever, you're finding success because people trust what you're putting out and they're actually wanting to see what this next thing is that you're creating.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say the wheels fall off all of my advice if you don't have trust. It all starts with the assumption that you're creating incredible content that has the potential to change the world as long as it gets out there. And if you don't start with that, then it doesn't matter what tactic or what piece of software or technology you plug into it, it's going to eventually, you know, make you peanuts or nothing, or not really change people, whatever your ultimate agenda is. It's not going to do it unless it all starts with excellent content and also excellent delivery and implementation of that content itself. And so a lot of that hinges on using cutting edge technologies so that you can lead with design and ideas instead of being shackled to the limitations of the like past technologies, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks so much for sharing your time with us here today. Now, please tell me, I'm dying to know, did you enjoy the podcast? Did you get clarity on your biggest challenge, obstacle, or problem that you're currently facing in your own WordPress authority business? If so, then don't miss out on the chance to win a coaching review. Just head over to iTunes, subscribe, leave a comment, and then head back to wpauthorities.com/coaching to tell us your pain in the ass. and we'll make sure that we play doctor for you. Make sure to subscribe via iTunes or head over to our website, wpauthorities.com, and subscribe via email.
Until next time,
you will respect my authority.